Mr. Clarkson, reel 14.
So they had to ask Mr. Tett if he would take over, which he did. That's what I always say. You should never shout a fella down if he's making anything for himself, if he's making something for you as well. But
later on in the Navy, I mean, but when you think of the times, your time in the Navy, would you say that the food was probably, on the whole, fairly good, rather than the other way?
Yes.
Did you eat fairly well?
I would.
How much of that did you have to make up from your own pocket then?
Not afterwards.
Not after General Messing, but...
Not after General Messing. Oh, but before that, yes, it's like South American station.
Hmm. How much, many shillings a week, perhaps, a month?
Well, it would work out about 10 shillings each week.
Well, that's quite a lot,
yes, £2 a month.
Gosh, to make up for, you know,
to
really
make
to
up
eat
the
properly.
Other food, yes.
Gosh, interesting.
Because you had to, the canteen manager had to get the stuff to start off with.
Right.
He had to go ashore and bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to live a sort of, don't mean banquets or anything like that, but for only, say, butter then, it's about four times out there the price that it would be in England. But you still got the same price, the same allowance that you'd had in England,
that's
you see.
But that's actually just to eat properly, as the mess considered was proper.
Oh, yes.
As much as 10 bob a week, really. You had to pay on top of your allowance.
That's what we used to pay in our mess, yes. I was, and we took it in turns. I was president of the mess, and I took the first month on as caterer, and the others all followed and took a turn. And incidentally, we also had the canteen manager in our mess who used to let us have anything that was going. You know, we always knew beforehand what we were likely to be able to get. But we used to... Well, you could say, I think, yes, £2 a month.
Gosh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, that's 10 bob a week.
10 bob a week, but at that time you were earning how much a month?
My pay was about 9 and 6 a day then.
6 a day, yeah. So there you are, it's quite a lot of money, in fact.
Oh, it is, yes.
7 days a week.
Oh, everybody used to come about that. And the thing was, you see, they'd say, as soon as you came home, you were on general messing because the paymaster could go to the market and have contracts and get everything at the cheapest prices,
right.
You see.
Yeah. But was general messing an improvement overall, in your view, for the Navy when it came?
Oh, yes,
it was.
Because now, you see, they could go out in the South American station, for instance, and it wouldn't cost them anything.
Yes, that's right.
And then, apart from that, the inconvenience of... where we used to have it cooked and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also, instead of having your tot of rum every day, we filed the top of the measure off, the neat rum, and so that we didn't have quite a tot each every day. And then every now and then we'd have a little drop to give to the cook, you see.
Tell me about this. The rum issue, let's just keep that bit in mind, that bit of taking a bit
yes.
of... The rum issue was once a day.
Yes.
What time? The same time in every ship?
Well, if you were the petty officer of the day, you went along with the sergeant of marines and the officer of the day and the steward or chief supply officer, he's known there. And you went down into the spirit room. A great ritual that was. You went down into the spirit room and... all the rum was pumped up then in a little hand pump into a breaker.
Mm-hmm.
This breaker, not a breaker is, you know what a breaker is. Now that was carried up and...
Can I just ask you, a breaker, what do you mean a breaker, actually?
It's
beaker?
Like a barrel. Like you have in a boat in a lot,
yes,
but you know,
I
with
know.
The water in.
I know what you mean, yes, that's right.
Yeah, with a... stopper in top, on the top.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
But this was one with nice brass bands around it and that sort of thing. Now, that was carried up religiously. It was just like taking the Holy Sacrament along to the aft deck sentry, the marine sentry, and that was placed there. That was the entire rum for the ship's company, all neat. Now then, at the same time... Oh, that's right. That was just there for the three watt. At the same time, the chiefs and POs, their one of them for the each mess would come along and draw the neat rum. Chiefs and POs had neat rum. And so you brought a jug or bottle, whatever it was, along, and you had all that put in there. So the POs and chiefs, their rum would be in the mess by 7 bells, 11:30, or 11:45. That was where we used to sneak along to have our tarts. But the other, at 12 o'clock, they used to buy pans in the mess for rum, or they used to send it off in the bugle. Now along went the PO of the day, the sergeant of Marines, and the officer of the day, and this receptacle was carefully brought along, and there was the big tub with God Bless the King on it, or the Queen. And then you put the water in. The PO of the day was responsible for that. And so you had to put 3 times as much water in as there was rum going in. But you always put just that little bit more. Not much, but a little bit more in there for spillage. And then as they lined up with their fannies, as they call them, for the rum, so the...
It was one man from each mess lined up. It wasn't the whole ship's crew.
Oh, yeah. Just one man from each mess.
Leading hand from each mess.
Yes, he came along for the rum. Because each top then was a half a pint, you see. One of rum and 3 of water. And so this Marine sergeant, he usually took the large measure, the half a gallon. Yeah, half a gallon on a quart. And the PO used to have the other small measures, or to take it out, half out of a gallon or something like this, or half out of a half a gallon. And then you serve that out. And when it was finished, the officer of the day used to be there, used to tick off everybody. And when it was finished, the surplus used to be tipped down the scupper. That was the most awful thing that was. But that was tipped down the scupper. And then you went along to your own mess. The PO of the day always had an extra tot from the steward, an unwritten law that was so that he wouldn't water the rum more than unnecessary. That was his compensation. He was on the job for the day. All POs had to take a turn at it, you see. I once was nearly involved in an awful affair when we were out in Canada, when we had some troops about the Canadian Scottish, and they had to be all on the upper deck when we were serving the rum out. And when I tipped the, under the supervision of the officer of the day, of course, tipped the barrel up into the scupper, there was a couple of pints, I suppose, there, and all these Canadians went mad. They did. Yeah. But that was the rum.
That was the custom.
Now, the rum, you used to... West Indian Islands, they paid the Admiralty in rum and brown sugar. That was their rent. And so it actually cost the Navy more for vinegar than it did for rum. And if you didn't drink rum, you could get a halfpenny one day and 3 farthings the next. That was the price.
That was it, one and one.
Yes. Eventually, before I left the Navy, it went up to threepence a day.
Okay. What was the proportion of people who take the threepence? I mean, would it vary? Would it be younger people rather than older people? Or what proportion of the ship's company would go for the threepence a day instead of the rum?
None. No, because somebody else would buy it from them.
For fourpence. Yeah.
For instance, I had, all the time we were on the Dauntless, I had 2 tots a day. A young shipwright in our mess, he didn't want his. Well, there were a couple that didn't. And so I used to drink his tot every day. It was a wonderful routine. At 11:45, I used to go along to the mess. We had a little shop right up in the bows. Go along to the mess and have 1 tot, and you'd be surprised at the tot, what a difference it made. And then at 12, I used to go along for my dinner and have the other tot. under, you could eat anything. Anything. Now, I've often noticed when I've been in a big ship, in the Courageous, in the Iron Duke, you go down at 11:45 to have your tot of neaters, and everything, everybody be sitting around gloomy, you know, quiet, nothing at all. By 11:55, they were all arguing the point and thumping the table about football, anything. And then when the dinner came up, very often the meat was a little bit off, we'll say, or there was something not very tasty about it. But with that tot and the Alaisopa sauce that we used to have plenty of, the Marines used to clean their buttons with it, as well as using it on food, you could eat anything. Give you a wonderful appetite.
And what about this business of cutting the top off the pourer?
A great thing, yes. A little copper measure. Plumber would make that, or the coppersmith.
It's supposed to take the neaters out of the
You had it in a jug, we'll say, or whatever it was in a fanny. And put that in and lift it up until it was level.
Right.
And then pour that in a glass. We had glasses there. They were getting civilised when we were there. And in the small mess, as I say, when I was on the Dauntless, so that we could have a little bit over to give to the cook for extras now and then. So we just filed about 1/16 of an inch off the top of this copper measure, and everybody was quite satisfied with what they got. And every now and then, of course, say, would you like a tot, nightcap chef? And yes, you get all sorts for that, a little bit of extras, you see.
He would obviously, that would be a little bit of coming and going. And
give that's him, right, yes.
Some, where would you keep the once you know, if doing this every day, obviously, you would keep that sort of lesser 16th in the bottom. Would you then collect that somewhere else in another jug, another pint bottle or something like that?
Well, no. Actually, it would be gone before we ever accrued
a great
lot, yes.
Yeah. So you managed to keep it fairly, you know, that was the only time you kept it.
That's right, yes.
Otherwise, it you couldn't keep it your own.
And there's another thing, it's dangerous to have any rum, neat rum, about. That's why they mix. Why the junior ratings get grog.
Yes.
You see, the three water. I think it was reduced to two water afterwards. Mm. But that's the reason that you can't bottle grog, but you can rum, you see, neat rum.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, you mean that it blows the top out of it, does it? It expands.
Well, it's a dangerous thing to have rum about. Rum is all right in small quantities, tot a day.
Yes.
And that's quite a lot of tot, because you must remember there's only 8 tots to a pint.
Yes.
And a brewer, a publican, he gets 32 out of a pint, doesn't he?
Indeed. But that is a point, actually. And it was the custom to give the lower, the junior ratings.
Yes, that was the
1 to 3.
Yes.
But ABs and others upwards could choose.
No, POs.
It was only from POs.
Only POs, yes.
The ratings completely then?
Yes. Ratings all had grog.
All had grog. And I mean, you could get a 55-year-old AB, 3-badge
AB. Oh dear, no. That didn't make any difference.
It didn't make any difference.
Oh, no. Oh. Because he lived in the mess with a... Actually, it was a mess affair.
Yes, it was. Yes.
All messes below POs, they had grog.
Grog, yeah.
Well, you know where that originated from, don't you? Admiral Grog.
Grog.
Yes. That was... And of course, they've done away with the rum now, haven't they?
Yes, the rum is gone now.
Now, you go on leaf. This rum, it was wonderful stuff, really. You used to go on leaf. I've been on leaf, and I've been up to Epsom and places like that, the races, and lived it up and had drinks and that. And you come back, and it's an awful thing coming off leaf in the Navy, I think. You come back into the dockyard and you get aboard the ship and everybody is miserable. You're probably sailing that night and gone away for another few months.